You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. The nation's economy naturally has its ups and its downs. Right now, we're in a long period of economic growth, and that has some commentators worried that a recession could be around the corner. University of Tennessee economist Matt Murray doesn't see it that way. His annual analysis shows economic growth slowing, but not reversing in the new year. I recently spoke with Murray. We began our conversation with those whispers about the R word.
Well, I see broad-based strength in the economy today, from the labor market to the business investment sector. There's a lot of strength in the underlying economy today that would suggest that a recession is not imminent. Recession could certainly happen, but my assessment would be a recession is likely either through some unforeseen shock. I can't imagine what that is. I don't see pillars of the U.S. economy right now that are at risk. Or it could be, as I say, death by a thousand cuts. It could be a whole host of small factors that together push the economy into recession. But our forecast has built into it some of the headwinds that the economy is confronting right now. We've built in the rising value of the dollar that makes it harder for us to export from Tennessee. We've built in rising interest rates, which will dampen consumer spending and investment spending. We've built in at least the current state of the brewing tariff wars. So these things are built into the forecast, and other factors are pointing to slower growth, but certainly not economic contraction in the foreseeable future.
That said, as you and I well know, and people who keep up with the business page in the paper, psychology is an important factor in markets, in consumer spending, consumer confidence, just generally how people feel about the economy. So there can be ripple effects. If you start reading a lot of headlines about recession and you build that into your mind, there can be some economic effects, even if no recession happens.
No, I think that's absolutely correct. Expectations are of critical importance. John Maynard Keynes once referred to animal spirits as a very important influence on the macro economy, our overall economy. And I think that's important. If consumer confidence suffers, we find less willingness to spend. People won't buy homes. People won't buy cars. If we find business confidence compromised, businesses aren't going to invest. So right now, we've got an American public that is, I think, pessimistic about our political climate. The American public are looking at the volatility of the stock market. The American public sees some of the slowdown, or they hear the stories about the slowdown in the economy. And they're, at least some of them are putting these pieces together and saying a recession is on the horizon. Again, I don't think that's the case. But maintaining some degree of optimism, maintaining consumer confidence, which remains relatively high based on the indexes that are available, and business investment. Business investment is doing reasonably well right now. So we don't see broad-based signs in the data that poor expectations are driving the economy down.
To take a closer look at some of the Tennessee aspects of your economic forecast, because you do have a chapter on the national economy, but to look at the state's economy, things are looking really good right now. Now, there is a projection for an economic slowdown, which is not the same thing as a recession. It's not the same thing as backtracking. Tell me why a slowdown is not inherently a bad thing.
Well, a slowdown is certainly not bad at this point in the business cycle. The economy has been expanding since the trough of the Great Recession in the summer of 2009. So we had some fits and starts early in the recovery. But in the last several years, we've seen growth perform quite well here in Tennessee. There are some weak spots in the Tennessee economy, but by and large, the economy is doing very, very well. Metropolitan Tennessee is performing very well. Middle Tennessee is performing exceptionally well. Rural Tennessee is not performing as well. Our performance here in Tennessee is largely mirroring that of the nation. We're on a fairly similar trajectory. Between 2008 and 2018, Tennessee outperformed the U.S. in terms of job growth by a little bit, but most of the indicators are tracking right along. But Tennessee's economy is in good shape today.
I want to spend a little bit more time talking about that urban-rural divide. You just mentioned it in passing there. Our listening area serves metropolitan and rural areas of East Tennessee. Let's talk about this. What are some of the signs of that? How do we recognize that economic difference? How do you categorize it? And then what may be causing it?
Well, it's not a new phenomenon. It's, in fact, long-term. And if you look at population trends for Tennessee's rural counties, you find almost a third of counties are losing population. They're losing jobs. Unemployment rates are pervasively higher in rural Tennessee than in metropolitan Tennessee. The pattern we're seeing in Tennessee is largely what we're seeing across the country. The primary reason reasons are people don't have the same preference for living in rural and suburban places as was the case 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. Businesses would prefer not to locate in rural places because the labor pool available for them to hire is smaller. They're more distant from infrastructure like interstate highways. They're more far removed from the kind of financial services and business support services that they would find in metropolitan areas. And so when you find businesses not wanting to locate in rural places, people are less inclined to locate in rural places. The forces are moving America's population and Tennessee's population to urban areas, and that's where growth is particularly strong.
One of the economic indicators that gets a lot of attention and people are more familiar with is the unemployment rate, which in 2018 reached historic lows in Tennessee. Tell us a little bit about what you expect for employment and job growth and potential for that in 2019.
So we expect job growth for the current year to come in at about 1.7%. That's growth over last year. In 2019, we expect growth to come in around 1.4%. So, Brandon, there's the slowdown. But I'll note that 1.4% job growth for Tennessee would be really, really healthy. The unemployment rate has bottomed out, and we actually are forecasting for the unemployment rate to inch upwards a little bit in 2019. Now, this is going to sound a bit anomalous to listeners out there, but that could, in fact, if it materializes the way we envision it, it could be another sign of a healthy economy. What we expect to happen is this very, very tight labor market will draw more workers into the labor force. These are individuals who are currently not employed. These are individuals who are not currently working or looking for a job. So with the tight labor market, with the prospect for earning gains, we expect individuals to join the labor force in pursuit of employment, and in doing so, drive the unemployment rate up just a little bit. So we'd be very anxious to see what happens to unemployed people and the labor force participation rate in 2019. So don't be surprised if we see the unemployment rate tick up, despite the fact that the economy remains very, very strong.
Another indicator of something you and I have talked about just about every year when we have this conversation, the unemployment rate is not the same thing as the economy. It's just one factor.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. To keep on employment for just a moment, though, this year we had news of some kind of splashy job expansions or big companies locating and making changes in Tennessee. Amazon, obviously, wanting to put a center for high-paying jobs in Nashville. Announcement on the same day that GM said it was going to be shuttering some of its operations in the Rust Belt, but that it would be expanding at the Spring Hill plant, which is in Middle Tennessee. This month, the groundbreaking at a Denso expansion in Merrillville, not far from where we're talking right now. Those are localized, obviously. It's one company creating an expansion or deciding to build a facility that creates X number of jobs in one location. What kind of effect do those have, perhaps cumulatively, in Tennessee?
Well, I think it's very important for Tennessee. It's a signal to the rest of the world, the residents of the state, that this is a very attractive place to do business. When you've got companies like Amazon, GM, Denso, willing to keep a presence in Tennessee and expand that presence, I think that's particularly notable. The Amazon situation is, I think, really more than notable. It's a bit remarkable because they're going to locate in downtown Nashville. It's very congested now. It's very expensive in downtown Nashville, and they expect to hire people who are willing to live largely in the downtown area and walk to work, bike to work, take mass transit, and so on. This is all part of the changing spatial distribution of economic activity. We mentioned earlier the movement of people from rural places to urban places. This is where people want to live. Amazon has recognized this with their recent locations, including the one in Nashville. It's a very different kind of an economy than it was 10 to 20 years ago. People want to live in downtown Nashville. And businesses want to locate in downtown Nashville because that's where the labor force is available to them.
My familiarity from childhood to now, and I grew up in a kind of quasi-rural county in Alabama that was outside of Birmingham, but was kind of, Birmingham started to encroach in that direction, so we're in a transitional kind of place. I remember the era of like the business or the industrial parks. You'd pick like a parcel of land off the interstate somewhere that was removed from a city, and that's where you'd put a facility. Are you saying that this is sort of a reversal of that idea, that maybe the idea of the sprawling business or industrial park out on the outskirts of town may be out of vogue now?
No. When it comes to Amazon is not a manufacturing firm. So its location is more service-oriented, and it makes a lot of sense to locate in the downtown area. Denso, which you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. Denso, on the other hand, doesn't want to locate in the downtown urban area because it's too expensive for them. It's too costly to get inputs in. It's a congestion phenomenon in part. So we still have industrial parks around the region in Knox County and Blount County and so on that are the home to these industrial firms where it's more efficient. You minimize the kinds of noise and congestion externalities that you might otherwise have if these companies were located and just spread across the city or located in a downtown area. Now, the industrial parks are not growing as rapidly as they have historically because industry is not growing as rapidly as it has historically. We see some job growth in manufacturing in Tennessee and across the country, but it's fairly modest job growth. Actually, the last couple of years has been strong, but we expect that job growth to wane. Importantly, Brandon, the production from Tennessee's manufacturing sector has been rather robust. So in previous years, before the Great Recession, when we were witnessing a decline in manufacturing employment, output from manufacturing was continuing to grow. And now with a combination of employment growth and that ongoing productivity gain in manufacturing, we're seeing ongoing growth in manufacturing output. That's a sign of efficiency gains in manufacturing that have enabled fewer and fewer workers to produce more and more output.
Dr. Matt Murray of the Boyd Center for Business and Economic Research, also of the Howard Baker Center here in Knoxville. We're having a conversation about his annual economic report to the governor, which was released this week. Dr. Murray, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Brandon. It was a pleasure to be here.